Are you following your passion? By passion, I mean doing what you love and loving what you do. Or perhaps a better description would be doing that one thing that excites you, that doesn't feel tiring and certainly doesn't feel like, say, a job. I wish I can say many of us follow our passion. The reality is many are not making a living or doing the kind of work that when they wake up in the morning, they're excited to start their day. They're excited because they can't wait to do that next best thing that's exciting for them. In fact, a study done in 2017, the link is in the bio, shows that only 13% of U.S. workforce are passionate about their job. In this episode, I have this opinion about following your passion I want to share, and 5 conventional reasons why you should follow your passion, and 5 surprising or unconventional reasons to go out of your way to find that thing you love to do. Let's get started. Welcome to Evolving Life Podcast. In this podcast, we explore the continuously changing facets of our lives. How we adapt is the lessons we learn along the way and is the key to living our best lives. This podcast is your source for the motivation and encouragement you need to make your evolving life exactly what you want it to be. My name is Merlene, and I am your host. Join me as I share the experiences, the lessons, and ideas for living an optimal life. I read an article in Inc. magazine some time ago. The article was written in 2012 by an author by the name of Jeff Hayden. In it, he wrote, "Passion is not something you follow. Passion is something that follows you." He also said that following your passion results in more failed businesses than all the recessions. I am so against his words that passion isn't something you follow, but something that follows you. Can you imagine what today's technology environment would be like as, say, for example, if Bill Gates or Steve Jobs didn't follow their passion? Mr. Hayden may have allowed his passion to follow him, but I hope that the future Jobs and Gates of tomorrow continues to follow theirs. His pessimistic point of view aside, there are a few surprising reasons why you should follow your passion, and I want to share 5 of them in this episode. But before I share those 5 reasons, I'm going to share 5 conventional ones. The first conventional reason why you should follow your passion is because life is too short. You can't get more conventional than that. While many of us don't dwell on this, we don't really have a long life. If we are lucky, we may live beyond 100, but the quality of the years that matter is the relevance. Why not make those moments matter? Why not live a life or follow a path that will make you smile every day, that will make you excited to get out of bed every day? The second conventional reason would be your value in the world would increase enormously. Anything you do because of love, passion increases its value. It increases the effort you put into it and will almost guarantee will affect the lives of people you know and those you don't. Let's go back to Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. What they were doing in their garage out of love and passion affected billions. I would like to think their work wasn't just about what they love, but because they wanted to solve a personal issue. Look what happened. I am writing the script for this podcast on a Mac because of the passion of Steve Jobs. That's so tremendously deep to me. The third conventional reason, you will amass an unbelievable sense of purpose. Sometimes finding a sense of purpose is just about understanding what you're trying to accomplish and working
diligently towards that purpose. But when you follow your passion and you're doing what you love, you feel as if you're doing something that is synergistic. The sense of purpose you feel increases beyond measure. I kind of feel I don't need to expand on this reason. When you follow your passion, you embrace every part of that choice. The stress, the wins, you embrace all of it happily. The fifth conventional reason is your tenacity. I've written so much about setting goals, and one of the biggest factors for not achieving a goal is giving up. But when you're doing something you're passionate about, you are more persistent. You don't approach a task with the intention of giving up. You don't face obstacles with a plan to give up. You find a way because you're in love with the idea of achieving that passion. So those were the five conventional benefits. Now I want to share what I view as the not so conventional benefit. Before sharing them, I want to pause here and do what I will most likely continue to do in every episode of Evolving Life. Invite you to share your story. Let me share a story. Recently, I realized that I have a really complicated relationship with food. I don't always eat it for sustenance. Sometimes I eat it for comfort. Sometimes I use it to buffer something I'm feeling, which is never good. I'm learning to deal with my complicated relationship with food. For instance, to date, because I've chosen to not use food to feel better, I've lost about 60 pounds. I would love to tell you how I did it. Is this your story? Or do you have a similar story you would like to share? We all eventually have shareable moments. Perhaps for you, there never was a platform to share it, but you can share it here on Evolving Life. It's easy to become a guest. You can visit the show notes for this episode or go directly to the page for this link, fullliving.com/your+ story. While you're there, you can also learn more about the free resource for July. I would love to hear your story and how it can empower others. I can't wait to hear from you and what you have to say. Now back to the episode. The five benefits I'm about to share to me are surprising in that when you think about doing what you love, you barely focus on the conventional reason, much less the unconventional ones. But to realize that there are reasons that can literally make you smile is actually making me smile right now. For instance, let's start with the first reason. Your passion contributes to your self-confidence. Yes, following your passion is a path to incredible self-confidence. I talked about self-confidence in the last episode, which is episode 20. I am more than willing to talk about it again and again and in this episode because it's one thing you can't have enough of. Self-confidence is not a trait you inherit. It's a characteristic that must flourish within you. One way to make sure it flourishes within you is through your ability to set goals and reach them. Imagine how your confidence would expand if something you are passionate about blossoms to the point of success. The decision to pursue your passion is not an easy one. What's easy is doing what you're passionate about. The next surprising reason is that you're constantly learning. Another benefit of doing what you love and what you're passionate about is the knowledge you gain. You've decided to do something new, something different. That decision forces you to learn, especially when dealing with the unfamiliar. To open a door in which the end result is not known leads to new knowledge, and that's a great thing. The third, I actually love this third reason. You love Mondays again. This benefit would probably apply if you've worked in an office environment most of your adult life. It's amazing how many 9-to-5ers hates Mondays. Mondays represent the beginning of a work week and the beginning of redundancy. of answering the calling of others and not your own. To obliterate your Monday blues, consider pursuing your passion, even if it's just part-time, even if it's working for someone else. I'm sure if you put your feelings aside, you would realize Mondays are just like any other day of the week. Is it possible what you hate about Mondays have more to do with what you are not doing? Pursue your passion and find out. The next surprising reason will matter or not matter to some. The idea that money loses its status. This reason would matter if you have money in the bank or if you don't. It's easy for someone who have financial resources to say money is secondary or money isn't the reason or money doesn't matter. However, when your bank account is zero or if it's in the negative or your balance is moving faster than your payday, then there's no point in saying money loses its relevance. Operating under the assumption that you are not living paycheck to paycheck, then this benefit may appeal to you. The bottom line is, we all know money is important. You need it to survive, to create a comfortable life for yourself and your family. However, when you're doing something you love that satisfies that innate part of you, it can lose its relevance. Yes, you want to make money for all the obvious reasons like the ones I just mentioned. However, you realize that given the choice of happiness over a large wallet, you would choose the latter. The fifth and final reason is that it's the journey, not the destination. When you're doing something you're passionate about, when you realize you don't want to be anywhere else or do anything else, that is when you realize how important the journey is. Of course, success is important to you. How you get to the point of success, however, means so much more. This is the end of this episode. Before I go, I want to share a quote. It's from Henry David Thoreau. He was a part of our American history, a poet, a philosopher, and environmental scientist. I love these words he created because I feel the passion in them just by reading them. See if you agree. Here is what he said. Do what you love. Know your own bone. Gnaw at it. Bury it. Unearth it. And gnaw at it still. I'm going to close this episode with this thought. Unless you are the exception, chances are you grew up in a family that instilled a need to go to school, find a job, and make a living. It's a rite of passage we all go through. And to do anything less would be considered bohemian or unconventional. While I'm sure there are families that still believe in this concept of work now, play later, increasingly, the generation of today is choosing to follow a path that offers satisfaction as well as success. Their decision may not be guaranteed, but what in life is? Make a choice. Choose to incorporate in your life the pursuit of your passion, or to continue with the tried and true methods your mother and father and their mother and father knew. To choose the latter, the benefits can be more than the reasons I shared in this episode, even more than you expect. Thanks for listening, Evolvers, and I'll see you again on Monday for another episode. That's the end of another episode of Evolving Life. You can connect with us online at fullerliving.com/community. You'll find the link in our show notes. While there, don't forget to share your thoughts.